All right, get ready for this one. Today we're diving deep into some pretty heavy stuff.
Right.
The personality of God.
Okay.
You're looking at this article from Discover Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, well, let's just say it's not exactly your typical Sunday school stuff.
No kidding. What I find so interesting about this article is how it just dives right into this huge topic, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not afraid to ask the really big questions.
Like what?
Like, is it even possible for us to understand the personality of, you know, a being that's so far beyond anything we can even imagine?
Right. It's kind of like a paradox.
Totally.
But the article doesn't, like, just leave us hanging there.
Uh-huh.
It starts off by saying that even if we can't fully wrap our heads around God's infinite nature, understanding his personality is, like, the key to actually connecting with him.
And that's where things get really interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, the article makes this point that God isn't just some distant, impersonal force, you know, like we sometimes think of him. It's saying that he actually has a personality and one that we can relate to. There's this one quote that really stood out to me. It matters little what idea of the Father you may entertain.
Okay.
As long as you are spiritually acquainted with the ideal of his infinite and eternal nature.
All right. So break that down for me. What's the difference between, like, the idea and the ideal here?
It's a subtle difference, but it's important.
Mm-hmm.
What the article is saying is that getting too caught up in all these specific ideas or doctrines about God can actually distract us from what really matters.
What really matters.
Getting a grasp on the essence of his nature, the ideal of who he is.
So it's less about having all the right answers and more about, like, really pursuing a genuine connection.
Exactly. And that's where the article takes this fascinating turn.
Okay, where's it going?
It starts exploring this idea that if you really want to understand God's personality, you need to look at Jesus.
Wait, hold on. You're saying that Jesus is, like, the key to understanding God's personality.
How does that even work? Well, the article points to Jesus' own words. He said, "When you see me, you see the Father."
Right.
And it's suggesting that by studying Jesus' life, his actions, how he interacted with people, we can actually get a glimpse into the very nature of God.
That's a pretty big claim.
It is.
But wouldn't different people interpret Jesus' life in different ways?
Of course.
I mean, how can we be sure that we're actually seeing God and not just, like, projecting our own ideas onto him?
That's a really good question. And honestly, theologians have been debating that for centuries.
Yeah.
But what's important here is the article's core message.
Okay.
That God, as revealed through Jesus, isn't some cold, distant entity.
Mm-hmm.
He's a being that we can have a real personal connection with.
So you're saying that God's personality is, like, woven into the fabric of Jesus' life?
You could say that the article is pushing us to move beyond these abstract theological concepts and to look at the living, breathing example of God's love, his compassion, and even his anger as we see them embodied in Jesus.
That is definitely a different way of thinking about God than what we usually hear.
Yeah, it really is a different way to think about it. But you know what's even crazier?
What?
This whole idea has, like, huge implications for how we understand everything.
Like what?
I mean, everything from prayer to suffering.
Okay.
All of it needs to be looked at in a new light.
I'm starting to see how this is a real deep dive.
Right.
But something's still bugging me.
What's that?
If we're supposed to understand God's personality by looking at Jesus, doesn't that kind of make God seem limited?
Limited.
Yeah, like he's confined to just the human experience.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the article gets into some really heavy theological stuff.
Oh, boy.
It looks at two totally opposite viewpoints.
Okay.
One is materialism, which basically says that you need a physical body to have a personality. And the other is pantheism, which sees God as this sort of impersonal force that's, like, spread out through all of nature.
So the article is saying that neither one of those ideas really gets it right.
Yeah, it's pushing us to think beyond those limitations.
Okay.
It's saying that God's personality goes beyond needing a physical form.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also more than just being present in nature.
All right, I get that.
Yeah.
But how can a being who is infinite and eternal, like literally beyond time and space.
Right.
How can that kind of being have a personality that's constantly evolving?
It is a real head scratcher.
Doesn't this seem like a contradiction?
It does, but here's where it gets really wild. The article brings up this idea of self-realization.
Okay, what's that?
Basically, it means that God is always expanding his own self-awareness through his interactions with creation.
Hold on. So you're saying that God is learning and growing right alongside us?
That's what the article is suggesting.
Wow.
And there's this line that really hits at home. It says, "In all your afflictions, he is afflicted. In all your triumphs, he triumphs in and with you."
Whoa, that's powerful.
Isn't it?
It's like God is right here with us, experiencing every up and down, every joy and every sorrow.
Exactly. It totally challenges this idea that God is just like detached and doesn't care.
Yeah.
Instead, it paints this picture of a God who is completely invested in our lives, who rejoices with us and weeps with us.
I can see how that would totally change how we see our relationship with God.
Absolutely.
But like, how did the early Christians even begin to understand this idea of a personal God?
Well, the article actually tells this story about two of Jesus's followers, Nathaniel and Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
They had this huge philosophical debate with this guy named Rodin of Alexandria.
A debate about what?
About whether or not God was even a person.
Wow. So even back then, people were wrestling with this concept.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And get this. Nathaniel and Thomas actually ended up convincing Rodin that God has to be a person because he's the source of all personality.
Interesting.
They were like, look, the very fact that we have personalities means there must be a personal creator.
That makes sense. It's like, our existence as these thinking, feeling beings is actually a reflection of God's own personality.
Exactly. And that's something the article keeps coming back to.
What's that?
That even though we can't fully grasp God's personality, it's crucial to understanding who he is and our relationship with him.
Man, it's amazing to think that a deep dive into God's personality can take us from, like, Jesus's life all the way to these philosophical debates from centuries ago.
I know, right? It just shows you how timeless and relevant this whole concept is. And you know, it really changes the way we usually think about faith.
How so?
Well, it's not just about blindly following rules, you know?
Right.
It's about actually understanding the nature of God himself.
So we're not just passively accepting these doctrines.
Right.
We're actually supposed to be, like, actively engaging with who God is.
Exactly. The article even suggests that, like, the depth and the truth of any religion depends on how well it gets this idea of God as an infinite personality who's also totally unified with all of creation.
Okay, that's a lot to take in, but I have to admit, it's pretty exciting stuff.
It is exciting, and it leads us to this really thought-provoking question.
Ooh, lay it on me.
If God is always experiencing self-realization through our experiences,
yeah,
what does that mean for the choices we make? For how we live our lives.
Whoa, that's a big one.
It is, right.
So you're saying that our actions actually have an impact on God's own self-discovery.
It kind of raises the stakes, doesn't it?
For sure.
If our triumphs are his triumphs and our struggles are his struggle, then living a life that's aligned with his will takes on a whole new meaning.
It's not just about our own personal salvation anymore. It's about actually taking part in this incredible relationship with a God who knows and understands us on such a deep level.
Yeah. This deep dive has definitely given us all a lot to think about.
It has.
But it also reminds us that this journey of trying to understand God's personality, it's an ongoing thing.
So if anyone out there is intrigued by what we've explored today,
mm-hmm.
I encourage you to keep searching, keep asking those questions, and keep exploring this for yourselves.
Yeah, who knows what amazing insights you might find along the way.
Until next time, keep diving deep.